Compass Media Networks. This is America's First News. This weekend with your host, Gordon Deal.
Adios, America. I'm Gordon Deal with Nicole Murray. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. Here's what's coming up this hour.
People of working age who feel life in the States is getting too expensive are looking outside the U.S. for affordability. Here where?
Artificial intelligence could play a role in preventing future bridge disasters like the one in Baltimore. We'll explain how.
On the retail front, what gold bars and air fryers have in common at Costco.
And the latest trend in wellness travel.
An individual sort of one-off treatment could cost anywhere from, I would say, we saw prices ranging from the high 100s to, you know, $1,200 for ozone therapy, $1,800 for an early detection cancer test, which one resort is offering.
Alex Janin at the Wall Street Journal on the poolside vacation that falls somewhere between a spa trip and a visit to the doctor's office. Well, there's an emerging cohort of Americans who, fed up with the cost of living at home, are seeking a better quality of life elsewhere. They swap advice on Reddit boards like Amerexit and I Want Out, and they consult with concierge relocation service providers. More from Kelly Maria Corducci, contributor to Business Insider. Kelly, what have you discovered?
Well, one thing I figured out was how difficult it actually is to estimate how many Americans live abroad. There's no really accurate count, so it's difficult to kind of trace trends in a very factual way. What we can sort of piece together from the information that we do have is, there are different associations of Americans abroad that have their own estimates, and those estimates have increased over the last few years. And we also know that way more Americans have an active passport now than ever before. So just like to put this into perspective, I thought this was super interesting. In 1994, 10% of Americans had passports. And now there's a passport in circulation for pretty much one out of every two Americans. So that's like just a tremendous jump in the span of one generation. So we know that Americans are more mobile, and we also know that there are a lot of American expats in different places where there are a lot of expats from a lot of the world. So we can kind of put this together to paint a picture. And on top of that, you also just have tons of these online boards, Reddit communities, just tons and tons of internet forums that, yeah, like I was only able to even find probably a fraction of them.
Oh, goodness.
That are very active. So long story short, this is definitely something that people are interested in. And it's definitely an option that greater numbers of Americans are aware of as something that they could consider if it makes sense for them.
And it's not just a retirement thing anymore, right? This is people like still of working age who are deciding, I can't afford it here.
Yeah, no, it's not just people of retirement age. And that might actually be the biggest change over the last few years. So I spoke with a financial planner who works with a lot of expat clients. And he told me that his clientele is mostly people of working age. They're mostly, you know, 30s, 40s. They're moving abroad either to work for an office for the company that they work for that's based somewhere else, or they're just deciding to work remotely, freelance, and figure it out from there. But yeah, they're not living off of their savings is what he told me.
Yeah. Wow. We're speaking with Kelly Maria Corducci, contributing writer to Business Insider. Her piece is about more and more Americans deciding that the only way to get ahead is to leave the United States. And there are companies that cater to this now, right? We've got this little cottage industry.
Yeah. So that's a really interesting development that's cropped up in the last several years. A lot of people who have moved abroad and have realized that they could potentially help support themselves by sharing the tricks of the trade with other people who are interested in this lifestyle, because there are a lot of logistics to consider. There's, you know, tax implications. There's just financial stuff. There's cultural stuff. There's visa stuff. There's a lot to juggle and to keep in mind, and also just choosing where to go, whether to stick in one place or to move around. So there are all these different individuals and small companies that have emerged in the last handful of years to provide this information to people who are interested. And then there are also, financial planners and various service providers who have targeted this market, realizing that they're an emerging market with kind of specific needs.
Boy, all right, so where do Americans go when they decide they can't afford it here and want to go overseas?
So Mexico is a big one. It's not too far. It's not the cheapest place in the world, but the cost of living is much lower than in the US. The weather's great. So that's been a big draw for people. Also, a lot of Americans speak Spanish, so the language is a plus for many. And Southeast Asia has become a kind of emerging one in recent years. The Philippines is a big kind of emerging destination because English is widely spoken and the cost of living is very, very low.
Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Maria Corducci, contributor to Business Insider. Coming up next, using AI to prevent bridge disasters.